The report, which contains many disturbing allegations against Lopez, had been kept secret while the Staten Island DA, Dan Donovan, said he was conducting a criminal investigation. Now, the district attorney has said there is not enough evidence to prosecute, though he says what he found was alarming. The Legislative Ethics Commission, under pressure from the State Ethics Board, has finally released the report. It concludes that Lopez violated the public officer's law. Among the numerous allegations are that Lopez provided money for young female staffers to purchase sexier clothing like short skirts and low-cut blouses to wear in the office. Lopez, while drunk, tried to kiss one of the young women, and he attempted to share a hotel room with two others on separate occasions while on business trips. He also put his hand in inappropriate places on their bodies when they drove in a car together. In one instance, Lopez requested a staffer administer eye drops for him. She later contracted pink eye. Lopez then gave the same woman $300 to buy herself a birthday gift. The assemblyman also coerced the women into writing regular complimentary text messages and letters to him, stating how much they enjoyed working for him and how much they cared about him. Lopez later tried to use the text messages against the women when he ultimately was accused of sexual harassment, saying they were proof that the women welcomed his advances. Sonia Osorio, president of New York's NOW, calls the report mind-boggling. She says the assembly needs to take further action against Lopez.
It's so clear by this report, if we didn't know it before, that Vito Lopez is not fit to serve office.
The Ethics Commission also chronicles the reactions of Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and his top staff to the initial complaints against Lopez. After the first two of the four women complained, the Assembly lawyers crafted a confidential settlement with them and paid them over $100,000. Members of the Speaker's staff voiced concern that if the details of Lopez's actions were made public, it would generate sensationalized news reports. They also discussed how much more money the Assembly might be liable for if the case ever went to trial, and they did not make the settlements public and did not refer the accusations against Lopez to the Assembly Ethics Committee or the Legislative Ethics Commission. After the secret settlement, Lopez hired two more young female staffers and harassed them in the same manner, according to the report. When they complained, the Speaker's staff did refer the charges to the Assembly Ethics Committee, and Lopez was sanctioned. It was not until the New York Times reported the existence of the first settlement with the first two of Lopez's victims that Speaker Silver admitted he had approved the deal and that it was a mistake to have kept it secret. Silver discussed the case earlier this year.
There are people who think there should be the right to have, on the part of victims, settlements that do not go public because it will damage the careers of those people that complain.
The ethics report does not conclude that Silver or his staff violated the public officer's law, but says the circumstances surrounding the secret settlement should be referred to the Assembly Ethics Committee. Osorio, with NOW, says the report reads like a cover-up and a violation of the public trust.
The Assembly leadership did everything in its power not to engage in a proper investigation and diverted the victims to a secret settlement for the benefit not of them, but for the benefit of Mr. Lopez.
A spokesman for Silver released a statement pointing out that the Ethics Commission found that all of the Assembly's actions were lawful and says they operated under a good faith belief that they were acting in the interests of the victims. The head of the state's Republican Party is calling on Speaker Silver to resign. So far, no Democrats have demanded that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.